You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers edition. As always, joined from Arizona by Adam McKelvey. Adam, how you doing?
Good. Home stretch, Phil. We're more than halfway through spring training. The Brewers had their first off day in the books, and that always means the roster gets cut down and it starts to feel a little bit more like an opening day team.
Well, I've got to hop right on this because we don't get this kind of news coming out of every spring training camp. This, to me, is 64-point headline stuff. The Brewers have banned high fives.
What's the thinking on banning the high fives? Yeah, if half your teammates had pink eye, I don't think you would want to high five a lot either. They're trying to knock out a nasty, you know, round of this stuff going through the clubhouse. They thought they were through it on Sunday, and then they had one more case pop up, Brandon Kintzer, the reliever. So they've had, a good dozen cases of this, including the trainer who got it, the pitching coach got it, and it's one of those deals where they're trying to keep everybody washing their hands. They have hand sanitizer literally right there before you pick up your fork and your knife at the food station for lunch. They've said, you know, no high-fiving for a little while. They're doing air high-fives, forearm bumps and things like that, and for some reason they just cannot knock this thing out. So they're going through all of their illness here in spring training, and they hope to get it out of the way before the real season.
Do you think there'll be an official reinstatement when it give the all clear for high five signal?
Well, I mean, I don't know if they ever really banned high fives. I think that got a little blown out of proportion. I just think that if you look around and you see everybody has high five, or you see everybody has pink eye, you're not going to want to high five a lot. So I don't know that there needs to be an all clear. I do know that they're very, very eager to get this in the rearview mirror because it's been a pain, and it's not something they want to deal with anymore. So maybe they will eventually someday get to high five again, or maybe they'll start going good, and then they'll just continue with the air fives and start a new trend.
There you go. As we speak, we're about a month from when most of us headed out to go to spring training, and 2.5 weeks or so away from opening day. So it seems like a pretty good point just to take a look at what's happened in camp, almost a little midterms. What do you think's been the best development for the Brewers this spring?
Well, that they've kept their five starters on the field and that all of them have had moments where they look pretty good. I don't think there's a lot of question about Kyle Loesch and Matt Garza and Willy Peralta. They know those three are going to perform when they're on the field. But I think the other two, Mike Fiers and Jimmy Nelson, are important pitchers now. These guys are going to be in the first opening day roster if all goes well here in the next couple of weeks. And I think Jimmy Nelson in particular, they have a lot riding on him, and he's adding a curveball to his mix this year. They like that he's throwing the pitch, that he's confident enough to throw it in his very first Cactus League game, I think said something about where he feels it's at. And they feel like it's going to be a good extra pitch for him. So I think that's going to be the key for this team, is keep those five guys on the field as much as possible. And so far, they've all looked pretty good.
And what would you say is the biggest question that hangs over for the stretch run in the Cactus League?
Well, I mean, I hate to hang everything over Ryan Braun, because it's not all about Ryan Braun. It's not about one player. But, that thumb is a big question because for 2 years now, it's really hampered his production, and it's been a big deal. And when your number three hitter is compromised, I think any team is going to have a really hard time overcoming that. So that still looms large as his workload in games continues to rise and the wear and tear on that thumb continues to rise. Is it going to continue to feel good? He says now it still feels good. He's 0 for 10 in the Cactus League as we speak, but, I mean, he's not a guy who really cares much about spring training stats. Last year he was 8 for 9 at the same point, and it turned into his, the worst year of his career. So the hits are going to come for him if he can keep that thumb healthy. It's just a question of can they get to opening day and beyond with him feeling good and strong in that hand.
Hey, because we all like to play hitting coach almost as much as we like to play general manager, your eye test, when you watched Ryan hit this spring, you know, does he look comfortable physically? Does it look like a guy that's just kind of a matter of time till it's going to get going?
Yeah, it does still look the same. He had a fly ball the other day that's a home run at Miller Park. His batting practices are just what they are during the regular season. He looks like the same guy. So I don't think there's a high degree of concern about the results not being there in the Cactus League. It's all about health for him. It's all about process. And he insists that everything's right where it needs to be for the state in the spring.
Well, this might be our one chance to talk about these guys in spring training anyway, and it's probably not a great thing when your two hottest hitters in camp are wearing number 60 and number 70, but Matt Clark, the first baseman who came up and helped out last September, and Matt Long, a center fielder, those guys are both having nice springs. What do you make of those?
Well, Clark for sure has the better shot of making the team. If the Brewers use their last bench spot on a bat, it has a really good chance to be Matt Clark. And you're right, Phil, he came up last year and gave him a jolt. His average by the end of it fell down below 200. But he hit some really big hits early, a couple of huge home runs for a team that you'll remember was dying for offense and was really struggling to hang on. They eventually did not hang on in that division, but they were, you know, really playing a whole bunch of playoff games in a row, and Matt Clark was really good. He would love to know what he could do with 500 bats in the big leagues. And there's a lot of other people who have looked at his minor league numbers, and mostly in San Diego system, and wondered the same. This guy looks like he can play. He's just never gotten an opportunity. So he's got a chance. And Long is more of a fringe guy. I mean, he's in camp, and as Doug Melvin likes to say, if you have a uniform on, you have a chance to make the team. But he's more likely a triple-A guy and has made a great first impression if people know who he is. His trouble is there's another outfielder in camp, Brian Peterson. They have identical beards. They have lockers right next to each other. They're in the same hitting group all spring. And people have a really hard time telling them apart, including as recently as Sunday. Somebody called Brian Peterson and said, "Hey, Matt, good morning." So they're still trying to figure out exactly who's who in this camp. But both of those guys, Peterson as well, have performed really well. And down the line, you know, Brewers get in a situation where they need an outfielder. Those are all memories of solid play, of good at-bats that are going to be inside the head of the manager and the rest of the staff. And that can only help a player down the line.
Well, lastly, Adam, I happened to be in the Marlins camp the day that Dontrell Willis retired, and that was a good place to be because there were a lot of memories there from just how dominant and out of nowhere this guy was. And not only as a pitcher for those Marlins teams, 2003, 2004, 2005, in that run, but also just the all-around player. Guys, a lot of stories of guys talking about how he loved to hit, how he loved to run the bases. They had to put a rule in for him, no pitchers diving into bases because he just loved to do it. And, you know, I know at this point a guy just trying to extend his career and not even the first spring he's done it. But did he leave you with any lasting impression from his weeks in Maryville?
Oh, well, absolutely. And Ron Renneke said this too. He never pitched a game for the Brewers because he developed a stiff neck that caused problems all down his arms. It was way worse than your run-of-the-mill woke up and having sep wrong on your neck. What he brought was joy. And, you know, that's what I want to remember about Dontrell Willis. And I think that's what a lot of people who saw him back in the day with the Marlins remember about him. He played baseball with total joy every time he stepped between the lines. And, you know, he went out with joy as well. He's obviously disappointed that this didn't work out, but he said, you know, he's not afraid of the next phase. He's going into it with bright eyes. He's coaching his daughter in some little league games. He's got a family here. He's, you know, he's got plenty of things to do to keep his mind occupied. The other thing he said is that in the 24 hours after making this or having the Brewers really make this announcement, he already was getting calls with job offers. So I think we're going to see him on TV. I hope we see him on MLB.com somewhere. Whether he eventually finds his way into coaching, I don't know. But there's a lot of opportunity ahead for this guy. He had a somewhat brief in the big scheme, but a really bright career and brought smiles to a lot of people's faces. And I think that's what he's going to be remembered for.
Well, that's awesome. Glad you got to see him go out on a good note. You know, not what he wanted, but like you say, a guy who loved the game as much as anybody, and there's never anything wrong with that. For Adam McKelvey, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers Edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.